Hagudah Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Chayesara, Tavshin Ayin Tes. In this week's Parsha, we find a fascinating story of Avraham Avinu sending his slave, his servant Eliezer, to go and find a wife for his son Yitzchak. The Torah tells us in great detail about the conversations that Avram has with Eliezer, the charge that he gives him to find a wife, where to find the wife from, who not to find the wife from. Eliezer going to find a wife, Eliezer davening, Eliezer finding Rivka, speaking to her father, her brother, and then bringing her back to Yitzchak Avinu. It's fascinating to note that there are not really any halachas necessarily that we learn from this parsha, but more just the tale of Eliezer going to find a wife for Yitzchak. And when the Torah says that Eliezer is repeating the conversation that he had with Avram, and he's discussing the traveling that he had, and coming towards Bethuel and Laban, towards their hometown, to find a wife, to find Rivka, he says, "Va'avoy hayoyim al ha'ayin." He tells them in great detail how he approached the well in order to give water to his camels, and he encountered upon Rivka. Rashi says in Perek Chaftal, Pasuk Membeis, on the Pasuk of Avoy Hayoim, Hayoim Yatsasi Vahayoim Basi, Mikan Shekhaftalai Haaretz, that he says, I came today, and he had Kvitzas Aderech, the land went on its own and brought him quickly to Rivka. Rashi comments, a famous Rashi. Rashi says, Amar Rav Acha, Yafa Sichasun Shal Avdei Avos Lefnei Hamakim Yitarosom Shal Bonim. Shahari Parsha Shal Yezer Kfula B'Tayra V'Harbi Gufei Tayra Le'nitnu Ela B'Ramiza. The discussions, the conversations that the servants of our forefathers had is extremely precious and more important than even the Torah of the Banim, than even the Torah of the children, the Torah of Klal Yisrael, because this Parsha of Eliezer is repeated twice, and there are many Gufei Torah, there are many halachas, which are only given throughout the Torah, b'remiza, through a hint. And Rashi is referring to Hilchas Shabbos and other halachas, where we only learn out from an extra word, from a diuk. It's not mefurish written in the Torah. But this, the story of Eliezer going to find a wife for Yitzchak, that's repeated in great detail. And one must ask themselves, why is it that this is repeated in great detail? What about this parsha is so important that we have to repeat it in great detail? And I like to quote from Rav Meilich Biederman, the big Maggid in Eretz Yisrael, the famous Maggid, who said something extremely profound. We know that Yitzchak was the son of Avram Avinu. Yitzchak was brought up as a carbon at the Akedah. Yitzchak was an extremely desirable shidduch. And we know, the Torah tells us clearly, that Avram Avinu gave Eliezer everything he owned in order to go and find a wife for Yitzchak. So if you were to look at it in today's Weltanschauung and to see what kind of shidduch this was, we would say, wow, this is a great shidduch. Such a chashuv bachur, so much money, so much to offer, such a yichus. And we would say that this is going to be an easy one. We're going to be able to find very easily a shidduch. Eliezer will be able to go out, and he'll be able to get a shidduch for his master's son Yitzchak, and everything will be fine. But the truth is that we find that Eliezer was not so trusting that these things alone would help him out. In fact, the Torah tells us, when he's repeating over the story to Bethuel and to Lavan, Perek Chavdalid, Pasuk Membeis, Va'avay Hayoyim El Ha'oyin, Va'oymar Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram, Im Yeshchan Amatzeich Darki Asher Anichi Hoylech Aleha. He summons to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me Hatzlacha on my travel, that I should find the right person for my master's son. And possibly this is the key, this is the opening to what is Yafa Sichason of Avdei Avos Mitaros and Shalbanim. Eliezer could have just sat back and said, everything is fine, everything is great, no problem, all I have to do is come with all my money, I'll find any girl. What does he do? He goes to the Ayin, he goes to the well, and he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With Ala Milus, with all the great things that he was coming with the easy candidate, the easy shidduch that Yitzchak should have been, that he was. Still, Eliezer, Eved Avram, picked up something from Avram's house that is a lesson for us, L'dayris, and that is that nothing can happen without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nothing will take place without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Without the Tfilas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will not be Matzliach. And that is something which is worth a whole parsha to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson that even if you look like we got it in the bag, and this is really going to happen, and we will be Matzliach in whatever we do, why should I daven to Hashem? Look no further than Eliezer Eved Avram, who said, Hashem Elikei Adoni Avram, Im Yeshcha Noa Matzliach Darki. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give me Hatzlacha. And I think it's appropriate this week, after the tragic massacre in Pittsburgh, a place where Yidden came to daven, no matter what they think davening was, but they came to shul, something that they considered a shul, coming to pray to the God that they thought they were coming to pray to, that we must realize that we can have all the answers in the world, what we should do, what we shouldn't do, what steps should we take. That's, of course, important. But the thing that we have to recognize is Im Yesh Chana Matzliach Darki. The only way we can have Hatzlacha, the only way we can be protected, the only way we can get through these times, or any times, good or bad, is we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to say, Hashem Elikei Adoni Avram, Im Yesh Chana Matzliach Darki, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to give us Hatzlacha. Hatzlacha only comes from you. Hatzlacha only comes when we daven to you. Hatzlacha only comes because Hashem lets us happen. And it's the opposite as well. Tragedy happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizer, Rachman al Atzlan. Our job is to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to continue to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That He should give us Hatzlacha in everything we do. And He should guard us from those that want to hurt us, that want to destroy us. We forget it, but we get sent the reminders. We say this every year by the Seder, B'chol Dar V'Dar, every generation. They want to Amar Aleinu L'Chaliseinu, they want to get up and they want to destroy us. This is nothing new. This is not something which just happened. It's not a result of anybody's rhetoric or talking or conversation. It's as a result that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding us that we must come closer to Him and we must call out to Him. Hashem Elikei Adoni Avram, Im Yesh Chana Matzliach Darki. Wishing everyone a guten Shabbos, a safe Shabbos, and a guten Chodesh coming up, Chodesh Kislev.